page 150. Mr. Chand's first job was at the Rokana Club Library in 1951. In 1956, he took a job as a waiter at the Nakana Hotel. In 1965, he joined the mines. His last job was operating a conveyor belt in the smelter, for which he earned a modest salary of K312 per month. When I interviewed him in 1986, he had not been to visit any rural relatives since 1969, nor had any rural kin come to visit him. He claimed to have no more relatives in his mother's village. All had died. His wife had some rural kin, but he was decidedly uninterested in exploring a village retirement. His dress and manner reinforced the impression. He came to the interview wearing blue jeans, a slick new shirt, and sunglasses, not the usual demeanor of a localist planning his return to village life. In fact, I learned that Mr. Chanda had obtained land on the Copper Belt in a scheme run by a local cooperative society with the help of ZCCM. The scheme